Good. How you doing?
Great, man. Appreciate the time. Happy to get to talk to you and talk about this tour and look back and look forward a little bit on the Orgy career. But let's start with the show. We got you in SoCal in Orange County, Constellation Room and the Observatory, coming up here on April the 25th, going out with Cold, which is a really cool package. And kind of curious, do you have a lot of history with Scooter and the band?
Yeah, we've toured together before and stuff like that, you know.
Love what they bring musically.
Say it again.
I said, I love what they bring musically. You guys are kind of very different sonically, but still a cool package.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We played played Sick New World on the same stage, and they went out right before us, and it was cool.
And I know we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Candy Ass, kind of the 26th anniversary of it. But are you going to be digging into that album specifically, playing it in its entirety or anything, or just kind of highlighting some deeper cuts? Or
we're gonna play maybe a few songs that we normally don't play from Candy Ass. But I mean, you know, it's cool that it's a commemorative like kind of tour and everything. But you know, we're not going to play the whole record in its entirety. I don't think a lot of people would like us to do that, but
No,
I think we could do a medley through some of it. You know what I mean? Just kind of brush through a bunch of it, you know, and then, you know, we still want to play some new stuff, you know?
So no in its entirety, but some deeper cuts, maybe some Dissension and some Fiend and some different stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely playing Dissension. We always play that one, but we'll be playing a lot of songs that we normally don't play from there.
One that you probably do that I've always been kind of curious about, wanting to know a little bit more about, and probably my favorite Orgy tune of all time, Stitches. Can you give me any history about that tune lyrically? Where it comes from?
It's been so long. You know, it was kind of like, you know. It's kind of about myself and relationships and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, that's really all it is. Nothing crazy, you know. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Does it feel like
I actually wrote that song for Sugar Ray, actually.
Really?
And because this is before I really met them. You know, I just was kind of like in some writing groups and people were like, you know, yeah, they're looking for songs and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I can write a song, like, you know. And then I kind of converted it to Orgy when I found out it was a little late because they'd already had all the songs that they needed. So I was like, I'm just going to keep it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, 26 years plus ago, the band Orgy being formed 30 years ago, does it feel like a lifetime ago or does it kind of feel like yesterday or probably a little bit of both?
Yeah, it kind of feels like yesterday, you know, doesn't feel like it's been that long, you know, but it definitely has.
And I got to ask too, man, who was it that threw out the idea? Hey, why don't we cover Blue Monday? Who came up with that? Whose idea was that?
I did. You know, I was looking to do, I wanted to do a cover song because I thought it was fun, you know, like, and so there was a couple of things that we did a song called I Know There's Something Going On. There's Something Going On from Frida Lindstedt. We tried that one. And then we did Blue Monday. It was just, we just kind of, you know, slammed through it. And it was like, all right, that's a wrap on that one.
So. One take and that simple, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I say it always comes. It's like you don't even think about it, and those are the ones that end up being the forever songs.
Yeah.
And certainly going to be playing some Vapor Transmissions as well, I imagine, on the tour.
Yeah, we'll play a few of those as well.
And like you had mentioned, too, like some of the newer stuff, the Toxic EP, Karma Castles, Empty was a really cool song. Are we working our way towards a full-length album, or is it just a singles game nowadays?
It's kind of just a singles game now, you know, we got some more coming, so it'll eventually be an album.
So you still are going to get to an album?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then it'll include all this, or is it going to be a brand new collection of tunes?
There'll be, you know, the last few singles we've released, and those will be added to it.
Beautiful.
And then a bunch of new ones. Mm-hmm.
Any idea when that's coming, or still too early, or?
Now, just we're still gonna it's still gonna be a singles game, like you said. You know, until it just gets to be that length. You know what I mean?
So just kind of release them as you write them, and then once you have a collection, then
they're all pretty written. It's just a matter of you know, fine tuning stuff and you know, and looking at release schedules and, you know, not trying to get in at windows where it's too heavily populated and stuff like that. So
looking for those little openings.
Yeah.
Beautiful, man. What I mean, obviously, one of the things I've loved about your band is the industrial side that you bring to the music. And when you talk industrial music, I think you have to talk about the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails. And I was curious to get your take on a little Nine Inch Nails debate I have. And it's really kind of simple. It's album one, Pretty Hate Machine, versus album two, The Downward Spiral. Which one of those two had a bigger impact? If you had to choose one out of those two, which one would be your numero uno?
Downward Spiral. Yes. By far. I mean, I love them both, though. But that record, you know, just, you know, stuck with me real heavy.
Real heavy, especially for like 94 when it came out, and tons of guitars and crunchy guitars when that wasn't kind of the cool thing then.
Yeah, it was definitely abrasive and it had all the right elements. So I really love that record. I love them both, but yeah, that record slams.
Yeah, my wife and I always fight about that. She's a little bit more Pretty Hate Machine. I'm a little bit more on the metal side and like The Downward Spiral because it is so heavy. But it also kind of feel like Pretty Hate Machine kind of was like one keyboard for all the sounds. It kind of sounded like all the same production elements where, you know, Downward Spiral.
Yeah, Downward Spiral is like a massive trip. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's really cool. It's like the soundscapes are just genius. You know,
almost sounds like a movie genius soundtrack.
What's that?
Almost sounds like a movie soundtrack. Like you could
oh, yeah, definitely.
Score a film to it.
Those songs will be in movies for years. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a favorite Nine Inch Nails tune we could play for you?
Oh man, there's too many to name. There's too many. I'd feel weird saying one and not saying another. You know. You know, I love Closer. And there's so many songs. I mean, there's just so many songs, you know.
I'm just now.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
There's too many names, especially on that record, you know. There's stuff that's newer stuff that I like too, you know. It just depends, you know. I mean, definitely would have to be some. There's like, you know, I don't know. You close your eyes and point to a song and down with the spiral, but pretty much anything goes, you know.
I was worried you're going to say, oh no, I got to point to the EP because everyone wants to point to, you know, when I usually say album one versus two, everyone goes, oh, I know, I like the EP. Broken's my favorite. And it's like, well, yes, of course, yeah. But that's not really an album. It's a 5-song EP. Yeah. But either way, I get to brag to my wife that I won the debate, at least, you know, Jay from Orgies on my side, you know, picking the spiral.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Dude, last couple of things I wanted to hit you with too. Something cool you did back in the day, the remix of Point Authority with Linkin Park. And curious if you could talk about that experience, maybe share a memory or two of Chester as we want to remember him and keep his memory alive here, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that was a crazy time as well. You know, I loved doing it. I did it at my house with a couple of engineers, you know, just got the tracks and loved that song. So I picked that one and it worked out since that ended up turning out to be the single on
Reanimation
Authority.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, on Reanimation. And so yeah, I still love it. You know, it's cool. I mean, and you know, Chester, you know, him and I were, he came and joined us on stage in Long Beach. Can't remember, the Vault, I think is what it was called.
Okay.
It's cool club.
On Pine.
He played with us for that show and it's cool. He did Fiction with us, I think it was. And he's a great guy, you know. Miss him.
Any specific memories or stories with him or any working with him or just that show?
Well, you know, there's lots of things, you know, like we took them on their first tour. So, you know, we saw them a lot. We hung out a lot. Cool guys. You know, love Joe. Joe Hahn is badass.
Weren't you guys both making the albums at the same time too? And weren't you guys in the same recording studio?
Yeah, at NRG. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So very, very cool guys. And, you know, great band. Obviously, they've been around for a long time and they're still going for it, you know. So it's going to be tough without Chester, but, like, you know, we'll see. I heard they got a girl singer now.
Oh, really?
Something. That's what I heard.
Interesting. I have been getting that feeling. I was going to say to you, too, that I do feel like that there's more meat on that Linkin Park bone. Like, I think they will try at some point to go back out again with somebody in that role. It just seems like too big of a band to not try.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you don't quote me on that. But, like, yeah, I'm not sure who the singer is going to be. But I don't know. Heard it was female. And they might just try to move on with like that. And that ought to be interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting to see how that all plays out. Jay, appreciate all the time. One last thing I got to hit you with, man. We're an old school radio station out in the Inland Empire, you know, Riverside, San Bernardino area. And we do a feature called Mandatory Metallica, which you're going to be a part of. And I got a little Metallica debate, too. You're a Metallica fan, right?
Sure.
So same thing as kind of like the Nine Inch Nails, a little album debate, kind of looking at their thrashier side of their career. Going Ride the Lightning versus Master of Puppets at their thrash albums. What would be the best thrash album between those two?
You would ask that question. I mean, Ride the Lightning is definitely, you know, classic. And Master of Puppets is, you know, the production game just got stepped up a lot, you know. So I prefer the production of Master of Puppets, I suppose, you know, just the... God, I can't think of the songs that I've... Whom the Bell Tolls definitely is a classic from Ride the Lightning, but I do like the production better on Master of Puppets. I forget the name of that song. Is that Master of Puppets, actually?
Yeah,
is
yeah. That's what I love that. It kind of sounds like Master.
Yeah, I love that song. You know, right off the top, that is the best one to me. I like the breakdown on it. Just they killed it on that, you know,
on the Tune Master.
But yeah, what's that?
You mean on the Tune Master yeah. Puppets? Yeah, when it breaks down the dual solo little breakdown part, which they didn't do a lot of. Man, there wasn't a lot of, you know, for a two guitar attack, they didn't really do a lot of that like dual solo kind of thing. But that is a nice little breakdown in that Master of Puppets song.
Yeah. I love the acoustic thing at the beginning, you know. Battery. Yeah, I love all that.
Yeah. Kind of the same thing with Nine Inch Nails. I feel like Master of Puppets sounded way better, way more landscape, more up and down. You had Orion, which was instrumental, and Welcome Home, and you know, that was kind of more variety of sound, where kind of Ride the Lightning kind of sounded like it was recorded in a bathroom and all at one time.
Yeah. Battery's definitely, Battery of Master Puppets, you know, awesome off that record.
So we'll pick one of those tunes for us to play. Which one can we play for you out of those two?
How about Battery?
Beautiful. We'll rock that one for you. Beautiful, man. Thank you so much for the time and the chat, and can't wait to see you out there at the Observatory.
Thank you so much, man. I'll see you at the show.
Thanks, Jay. Peace. Bye-bye. Dude, you absolutely rock. Thank you so much for checking out the entire interview. Now just hit subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast, Radioactive Mike Z. My interviews in their entirety, available on all the major platforms, TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, whatever you're listening to right now, just hit the subscribe button. Make sure to give me a follow on the socials as well. I'll follow you back at MikeZ967. And bro, don't miss the radio show. Now 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 KCAL Rocks in the Southern California Inland Empire area, Riverside, San Bernardino County. Always streaming on live at kcalfm.com. You, my friend, absolutely rock. Dude, you absolutely rock. Thank you so much for checking out the entire interview. Now just hit subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast, Radioactive Mike Z. My interviews in their entirety, available on all the major platforms, TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, whatever you're listening to right now, just hit the subscribe button. Make sure to give me a follow on the socials as well. I'll follow you back at MikeZ967. And bro, don't miss the radio show. Now 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 KCAL Rocks in the Southern California Inland Empire area, Riverside, San Bernardino County. Always streaming on live at KCALFM.com. You, my friend, absolutely rock.